Head to netsuite.com/briefing now for their one-of-a-kind flexible financing program.
Hey, everyone. I'm David Chalian, the CNN political director. This is the CNN Political Briefing. Here's what you need to know about politics for Monday, July 19th, 2021. This is a big week for Joe Biden's legislative agenda. In fact, it is the week that his big bills in Congress are going to be put to a potential test. The president came out today before reporters to tout the strength of the economy. That was one thing he wanted to get across. But the other reason that President Biden took to the White House dining room today and stood beneath a portrait of Abraham Lincoln to speak to Americans was to make sure that the healing economy, or that fears of inflation that may be a long-lasting impact on the economy, are not used as an excuse to delay his infrastructure bills, both the hard infrastructure and the soft human infrastructure. And here's the deal. Joe Biden is trying to lend a hand to Chuck Schumer today. He said twice in his remarks, "We had a deal and we shook hands on it," when he was urging Republicans not to use any excuse to avoid moving forward with the bipartisan infrastructure deal that they agreed to, the framework that they agreed to. I say he's giving Schumer a helping hand here with his remarks today because it is Chuck Schumer, the majority leader in the Senate, who has set out to bring up both versions of infrastructure, the hard bipartisan infrastructure, roads and bridges and tunnels, and the Democratic-only, what they're calling the reconciliation bill, which is the softer infrastructure, healthcare, elder care, child care, and the like. Chuck Schumer wants the critical senators, whether Democrats or Republicans, for each of these tracks of the Biden agenda to put their cards on the table this week. That's why he has set Wednesday as a deadline for some votes. But here's the reality. If Chuck Schumer doesn't have the votes to actually pass these procedural steps in this process, perhaps those votes won't take place. It's one thing to set a deadline to try to get everyone focused on the mission at hand. It's another thing to actually move through with a vote on the Senate floor if you actually don't have the votes to achieve your goal. So take the Schumer schedule with a grain of salt. The other thing to pay attention to here is that Republicans right now don't appear to be feeling that Schumer squeeze. Not yet, anyway. Rob Portman yesterday on CNN, the Republican senator from Ohio, who's the lead negotiator on the bipartisan bill, he said it needs more time to become an actual bill with clear offsets and how it's going to be paid for, clear legislative language, before it can garner a vote, and certainly garner a vote that gets his vote on the Senate floor. And it's not just Republicans. The Democratic bill, it's not yet clear that all 50 Democrats are declared supporters. Joe Manchin, Kyrsten Sinema, Maggie Hassan of New Hampshire, who may be in a tough re-election race, among those Democrats who have yet to say on the record they are fully on board with the reconciliation bill. Now, this certainly is a critical week where it is going to be made clear if indeed these bills have a chance at moving forward, or if the whole thing is going to blow up. But it is not a make or break week. There are miles to go in negotiating the details for both of these bills before we know if it will live all the way to the president's desk, or if it will die in what may be the legislative reality of a nearly evenly divided Congress. That's it for today's political briefing. Thanks so much for listening. And please take a moment and be sure to follow us wherever you get your podcasts. We'll talk to you tomorrow.